This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Authorities are continuing to search for survivors after a wing of a 12-story beachfront condo building collapsed outside Miami on Thursday, killing at least one person and injuring 11 others, including four treated at hospitals. Rescuers have pulled out dozens of people. Authorities did not say what might have caused the collapse. About half of the building's roughly 130 units were affected. Some work was being done on the roof of the building, but it's not known if that was a factor in causing part of the building to come down. Authorities say a fire swept through a martial arts school in central China earlier today, killing 18 people and injuring 16 others, some seriously. The Associated Press reporting the fire is out and police detained the person in charge of the school. Investigation is just getting underway into the cause of that blaze. Workers and residents in Sydney were ordered to stay home for a week today as authorities locked down several central areas of Australia's largest city to contain an outbreak of the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. So far, 65 COVID-19 cases have been reported in the flare-up linked to a limousine driver infected about 2 weeks ago when he transported an international flight crew from Sydney Airport to a quarantine hotel. But authorities have since identified scores of potential infection sites visited by thousands of people across central Sydney, including the city's main business district. Australia has been among the world's most successful countries in containing COVID-19, with just over 30,000 cases and 910 deaths. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Joe Biden will meet with Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Peacemaker Abdullah Abdullah at the White House later today, the first face-to-face interaction between Biden and Afghan officials comes ahead of the withdrawal of the remaining U.S. and NATO forces from Afghanistan by September the 11th, in line with Biden's direction to close what he has described as the forever war. Ghani's aides said he would raise the issue of future ties between the two countries and continued assistance for Afghan security forces. Late Thursday, U.S. officials told the Associated Press that about 650 U.S. troops were likely to remain in Afghanistan as a security detail for diplomats. The foreign military drawdown, which formally started on May 1st, has led to an unprecedented escalation in fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents, dealing fresh blows to slow-moving U.S. brokered peace negotiations between the Afghan adversaries. The United States is planning to evacuate a group of vulnerable Afghan interpreters before the U.S. military completes its withdrawal from Afghanistan so they can wrap up their visa applications from safety. U.S. officials said on Thursday the evacuation of the at-risk Afghans would include their family members, for a total of as many as 50,000 people. President Biden says he is optimistic about reaching a bipartisan infrastructure deal following a meeting with Senate Democrats and Republicans. On Thursday, Biden said the bipartisan agreement for infrastructure legislation demonstrates that American democracy can deliver. Money would go to things like roads and highways, broadband, and efforts to tackle climate change. Cast to the side for now are other Biden priorities, such as money for child care. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will make her first visit later today to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office, following criticism from members of both parties for failing to go earlier, despite her role leading the Biden administration's response to a steep increase in migration. Harris has said her goal is to offer residents of Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and Mexico hope for the future so they no longer feel compelled to leave home for better opportunities. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting via remote. VOA News.